The Daughters of Utah Pioneers Museum in Logan, on Main Street, which has showcased pioneer artifacts and portraits since 1928, is working on digitizing their portrait collection, making it accessible online for people to more easily find their ancestors.
As we were preparing to digitize our portrait collection, we learned about the portraits that we have.
Sharon Johnson is a volunteer at the museum.
We want everyone to be able to go online, see if we have pictures of their ancestors, and learn more about them that way. And we also found out with these portraits that they were created in a really unusual way.
To create these types of portraits, in the 19th century, a small picture was made bigger with a solar enlarger. The artist would illustrate over the top of the photograph. This piece of art is referred to as a crayon portrait. An event will be held in November to commemorate the digitizing when a specialist of crayon portraits will be spending 2 days in Cache Valley.
We'll have a lecture at the historic courthouse one evening. We'll be partnering with Utah State University with a 19th century photography instructor to possibly do some tintypes and let people get their own picture. We'll be having opportunities for people to learn how to identify their own historic paintings and portraits and learn a little bit more about those and maybe how to preserve them a little bit better.
The portraits are being digitized
so that the public can find the pictures that they didn't know they had. We've had a volunteer here at our museum for years, and just last week she came in and found a picture of her ancestor that she didn't even know was here. So we're wanting just people to become aware of what they have, and they can look through their homes and say, oh, wait, I have a portrait that looks a little unusual from the past, and I could learn a little bit more about that.
With Utah Public Radio, I'm Nicole Heaps.